If you're a mompreneur looking to grow your business in powerful new ways with the support of a mastermind and a business coach, I invite you to check out A-Players.
Being with women who are doing the same work, who are on the same journey, people who have done what I aspire to do, and I've never been more clear on the direction of my business.
A-Players is a 90-day group coaching program for mama entrepreneurs looking to get to the next level in their business.
This is an opportunity to step into the spotlight and earn the visibility and the progress that you deserve.
It is for game changers and action takers who are looking for the strategy, peer support, and accountability so they can achieve amazing milestones in their business.
Making the investment in yourself is like literally opening a door to the next level of yourself. It isn't until we really take that step and invest in ourselves that we are able to grow.
In just 90 days, you'll achieve some of your biggest, boldest goals, all alongside some of our incredible mamas who'll be working on exactly the same things.
I feel so well grounded, at least in that VIP experience. And I'm also not feeling like I need to go off the rails and continue to offer other options now, because this is nailing it.
This is one of the most supportive and results-driven programs of its kind, and we want you to be a part of it. A-Players is a very special program, and it's only open for enrollment a few times a year. So if you want to take your business to the next level, this is your chance to make the leap. To find out more and book your enrollment call, visit mamasandco.com/coaching. Hi, I'm Leanne Kim, and this is The Business of Thinking Big, the podcast where we talk all things business mindset, strategy, and hustle. So, if you're looking to grow your revenue, serve more dream clients, and create amazing new possibilities, then you, my friend, are in the right place. Stay tuned. Hello, hello, and welcome to The Business of Thinking Big. I'm your host, Leanne Kim, and today we're talking all about the power of positive thinking. This is something that I am a big proponent of in my work. I've had wonderful experiences and some incredible growth experiences, both in my business and my personal life. And I think, you know, when it comes to positive thinking, the number one myth that I would like to bust is that our circumstances dictate our thoughts, aka I will feel good or bad every single day, depending on what is happening to me. And I think that this is a really common way of thinking, right? We wake up in the morning, we stub our toe getting out of bed, or we receive a nasty text or a piece of bad news, and all of a sudden, we spiral into this place of negativity. Oh, this is going to be a bad day because X just happened. And I get that, and I've experienced that myself, and I'm also watching my kids experience this right now as they grow up in the world. However, something that I am on a mission to shift is how people view positive thinking and how we view the control we have over our thoughts. What I think a lot of people feel is that our thoughts just kind of happen to us. Based on what is happening in the world, something will happen and then we will have a thought. What I want to change here and what I want to offer as a shift is that we actually choose our thoughts. Now, a lot of time we don't feel like we choose our thoughts, and a lot of us are living our lives in reactivity, right? Something happens to us and we react. Something happens to us and we have a thought. But I want to shift that. And I want us to recognize and realize that we are actually in control of the thoughts that we think. Now, what we are not in control of is what happens in the world around us, right? Sometimes we have some level of control over that, but that's usually a bit of an illusion. A lot of times, and you know, we've experienced this over the past many years now, starting to see that things are going to happen in the world that we have zero control over. We can't control what is happening out there, but we can control how we respond to it. But most of us don't even realize that. Most of us are walking around as sort of this emotional reactivity machine. Something happens to me and I react, and then I have to go about my day. And what I find to be true is that oftentimes it takes just as much energy to choose a positive thought as it does to choose a negative thought. Think about that for a second. The energy that you are putting into thinking about things that may be negative, such as, you know, worrying about things or second guessing things or questioning, doubting, fretting about, getting down on ourselves about, right? That is mental energy that you are choosing to spend on thoughts that don't make you feel good. However, you could take that exact same energy and choose to think thoughts that make you feel good, thoughts that are more hopeful, thoughts that are more proactive, thoughts that focus on the good of any given scenario. And you can absolutely find good things about anything in the world. And I'll give you an example. A while back, I wanted to be a part of this program. This is just the easiest way to describe it. I wanted to be a part of a program, and I wasn't accepted in that program. And I really had my heart set on being a part of this program. I was really excited. I'd had some experiences with this organization in the past that had made me feel really good and really positive. And then this quote unquote rejection came, and I was heartbroken. I'm not going to lie. It weighed really heavy on my heart for a couple of days. And all I could think about for the first, you know, day or so was really about what had been lost. I wasn't going to get this opportunity. All of my hopes had been dashed. I'd been excited about something. I wasn't going to have that. I had had these experiences in the past that felt so good, and now they were gone. And my whole mind really was just kind of going into this self-protective mode and this woe is me kind of mode. Like, I was very focused on all the pain that this rejection was causing me, and it was really hard to get out of it. You know, sometimes when something happens in your world and it feels like it hits you like a ton of bricks, almost to the point where you're having a physical reaction through the emotion. That's what it felt like. Keep touching my heart, because that's where I felt it the most. I felt very heavy-hearted during this experience and just really sad. You know, the emotions I were feeling, sad, disappointed. I got a little down on myself. I got a little hard on myself. You know, if you were better, you'd be in. If you were better, you know, they didn't like you because you weren't good enough. There was a lot of thoughts like that. Feelings of unwantedness and unworthiness were coming up for me. And as I say, this was probably lasted the first 24, 36 hours-ish. And then something happened, and I sat down with my journal and I opened up to a fresh page and I wrote, "What's great about not getting into X program?" Literally, I just started the page with, "What is great about this?" And it was hard, I'm not going to lie. At first, it was really difficult to come up with reasons why it was actually a positive thing. But before long, I could actually see, well, I'm not spending the time on that program, which means I just got X number of hours back to focus on things that I love, right? Or, you know, just certain aspects of it. It enabled me to have this many hours to focus on some of my philanthropy, my giving back, which is something that has been important to me and growing in importance over the last few years. So, you know, as I say, at first it was a little difficult, but as I kept going, it got easier and easier to see the positives. And the positives actually had this sort of spillover effect into many different aspects of my life and many different aspects of the things that I value in my life. It had some, you know, positive wellness ramifications. It had some positive learning ramifications, some positive time, as I mentioned, time with my family. So not only did I start to feel better about this quote unquote rejection, but I actually started to see what I was writing as 100% true and genuine. And I actually started to believe, and now firmly believe, that it was a good thing that I didn't get accepted into this program. Now, that doesn't mean that those sad feelings don't come up from time to time, or don't miss having that experience. You know, I don't get those feelings of FOMO when I see that other people are having that experience because I'm human. And the human experience is an experience of a variety of emotions. You're not supposed to just feel one thing all the time. So those thoughts do come up and those feelings do come up. But what I try to remember is that I get to choose the thought that I think about any given scenario. I can choose to say, I'm a loser. I didn't get accepted. Woe is me. Or I can choose to say, I didn't get accepted. And here's what that offers me. Here are the opportunities now that I'm not accepted into X program. And if you think about it, something like this, right? The fact that I got rejected is neither good nor bad. It just is a fact, right? So most of the things that are happening in our world around us are a fact or a circumstance. They aren't actually good or bad. It's the thoughts that we project onto the scenario that make it good or bad in our minds, right? Think about that. It is our perception of an experience that makes it positive or negative. And we can just as easily decide that any scenario is positive than is negative. Now, I will grant you that in some scenarios, when it's particularly difficult or a lot of emotions are involved, it will feel a little harder. It's not always going to be 100% easy and light to choose the more positive thought around something. That is true. But this is part of the work that I believe we're here to do. And as I always say, you know, success in entrepreneurship is 90% mindset and only 10% strategy and implementation. You know, it's 90% the way we think, the way we train our minds to think. And I want you to think about that. You can train your mind to think a different way. You don't have to have these automatic negative thoughts just because that's what you've been doing for your entire life up until now. And I would actually say if you're a mom entrepreneur, if you're a parent and you're listening to this, this is a crucial skill to cultivate for parenting purposes, because we can't tell our kids to think positively, right? And stay positive and do the mindset work and be growth-minded if we're not actually willing to do that ourselves. So I challenge you that in the next couple of days, anytime something not so positive happens, again, you hurt yourself or you get some bad news or someone makes a rude comment to you, I challenge yourself to see if you can pause in that moment and say, what's great about this? What is great about this experience right here? Right? And it may be hard. Trust that doing this work will get easier over time. And, you know, a lot of people think that our reality is what shapes our thoughts. I'm here to tell you that it's your thoughts that shape your reality. It is literally the opposite of what most of us think. But if you think about it, every single day you use your mind to create results, and those results become your lived experience. Your thoughts create your reality and not the other way around. So stop telling yourself that it's the other way around. Stop telling yourself it's your reality that creates your thoughts. Because what you're really saying when you say that is, I am a victim of my circumstances. Whatever happens to me happens to me, and there's nothing that I can do about that. But there's absolutely so much you can do about it. And your thoughts are the place that it begins. If you want to turn a situation around, you have to start with what you are thinking first, right? You have to start with the mind before you can go and build a strategy, before you can go and start to implement in your life or your business. You have to think about it first. You have to think positively. And I will say that thinking positively does take courage, right? It does take a certain level of strength and courage and oftentimes tenacity to choose the more positive thought. Sometimes it's just going to be easier to think the negative thought, to think the woe is me, and to let that conquer us. You know, those days where you're just like, I really don't want to get out of bed. I know what's waiting for me. I know I had a tough day yesterday. This bad thing happened, and I know it's still waiting for me, right? It is easy to choose that path. But I challenge you to choose the more challenging path. If you're in a season where things are feeling hard, what's great about your situation? Can you spend some time journaling on it? Can you spend some time, you know, go for a walk and listen to some beautiful music in your headphones and just think about the positive aspects of your current situation? Okay, this one negative thing might be happening over here, but we still have our health. My family is still happy and thriving. We still have a roof over our head. We still have my kids are in a good school. They've got good teachers who care about them. You know, before long, you'll start to see that there's actually a lot more going on in your world that is right than is wrong. You got a lot more positives than you do negatives, but we know that our brains are hardwired for negativity, right? You all have heard me talk about the negativity bias. This is just how we're built. And it's part of how humans were designed, how the human brain was designed to keep us safe and to help us survive, right? We were wired to see the things that were going wrong. So spend some time looking at your thoughts. And where I start to notice the automatic negative thoughts come up the most is early morning. When I am just waking up, when I'm getting, you know, getting the sleep out of my eyes and I'm rolling out of bed, that's when the negative thoughts are at their peak because I haven't actually woken my brain up enough. I haven't actually got to a place where I can remind myself I'm choosing this. I'm choosing. It really does feel first thing in the morning like these thoughts are just kind of like flooding my brain, right? And that I have no control. This is just, I'm waking up and they're all here. They're all at the front of my brain and I have to deal with this mess. And that is because I believe that's because cortisol levels or the stress hormone levels are at their highest early morning. I am also a perimenopausal woman. I am also going through massive hormonal shifts right now in my life at the time of recording this, which means that I am going to have different thoughts often. I'm going to experience different emotions often and much more so than, say, a couple years ago when my hormones were a little bit more level. Right now, my hormones are doing this, up and down and up and down. And so every day, part of my job is to look at how I'm feeling and say, how much of this is my thoughts? How much of this might actually just be hormonal? And, you know, these hormones are bringing up some negativity. And what's going on in my physical body is actually causing me to face the negative, maybe more so than, as I say, at a different stage of my life. I'll talk to women who are in menopause or perimenopause, and they'll say, oh my God, it's awful. My moods are terrible. I have these wild mood swings. And again, they talk like they have zero control over it. I get it. It is a challenging stage of life. But I never like to think that we have zero control over any situation. We can control how we face these things. And one of the first things is looking at our thoughts and saying, is that true? Is that thought actually accurate? Is that thought actually helpful? If it's not, what would be a more helpful thought? What's a thought that I can choose that puts me in a better feeling state so I can shift my energy and go about my day creating more positive things? And the number one reason why you should do this is because if you're listening to this podcast, you probably are a mom who runs a business. You probably have certain goals in your business, certain milestones and results that you really want to achieve. And you're not going to achieve them by constantly looking at what's going wrong in your life. It just doesn't work that way. This is law of attraction in action. The more positivity we can cultivate inside of us, the more positive things we start to attract. If we want to attract dream customers, right, who are positive, who like us, who are drawn to our work, then we have to be positive. Nobody wants to spend time with someone who's super negative and whiny and complainy. Nobody really wants to hang out with someone whose life is always going wrong and there's always some disaster or some trauma or some big thing. You know those people. I know those people. I see those people on Instagram constantly posting about their problems. And what's the thing they post about next week? Another problem. Why? Because problems attract more problems. Solutions attract solutions. So if you show up as someone who's living a positive life, who's creating positive results for herself and for others, guess what you're going to attract more of? I know it's sometimes hard to hear this stuff, especially if you're not in a season where things are going well, but trust me when I say this, your thoughts are creating your world. So, and here's another reminder, positive thoughts have a ripple effect. I'll give you a kind of an analogy, if you will. The other day I was looking at this office space and it was a total disaster. And I knew it was going to take me hours and hours to clean the office. And I didn't want to spend hours and hours cleaning my office. But what I did want is I wanted to be able to come into my office and do some work. And the clutter was just really getting to me. So what I did was I set a timer for 20 minutes and I put it right here on my desk. And I said, I'm not going to get to the whole office, but I'm going to at least clean the desk up and organize, sort through some of these papers. I had documents all over the place. I had some planning pages. I had some tax documents. I had some client work. It was all over the place and it was a total mess. So I said, in 20 minutes, I'm going to have cleaned up the paper and I'm going to have organized it into piles so that I actually just know what the mess is and it will feel tidier. And you know what happened at the end of that 20 minutes? I wanted to do more. I was feeling so good and I had built this positive momentum and it was giving me that feeling of progress that I just kept going and I kept working and I kept tidying and I kept finding other little things that I could tweak. Again, the whole thing still didn't get done, but I did do more than I initially anticipated. And that's the way it works with your positive thoughts. You may not feel positive and you may not feel like you can turn a really shitty day into a really awesome day, but I challenge you to turn one thought into one positive thought, and then maybe two thoughts, and then maybe three thoughts. This is why journaling can be powerful. You start with a journal prompt about what's great about my life right now, and before you know it, you've listed 4, 5, 6 things, and your mind is in a place of my life is really great, whereas just a few minutes ago, it wasn't. So sometimes it helps to start with something small. Give yourself a small challenge and let the ripple effect happen on its own, right? Don't force yourself to write 3 pages of positive thoughts if that's not where you're at right now today. Challenge yourself to write a third of one page. And by the time that you've done that one page, you will want to do more. You will be feeling more positive already. You will have created a more positive state for yourself, which will actually draw in more positive things, and you'll want to do more of that thing. You can turn things around, but sometimes it feels hard to swallow the whole enchilada, right? To go from completely dark to completely light. So think about that. Are there ways that I could maybe baby step myself into more positive thinking? Because I guarantee you do one thing that makes you feel good, it will have a spillover effect. And I noticed this when I'm out for a walk. One day I was having a bad day and I started to kind of change the way I was thinking. And I saw a neighbor. And I mean, I'll be honest, I was not feeling like being very friendly or welcoming because that's not where my brain was at. But instead, I kind of paused and gave that person a smile and said hello. And they smiled back at me and that made me feel good. And then the next person I saw also automatically smiled at me. And before you know it, I was smiling at everybody on this walk, whereas only moments ago, I was feeling down on myself. So even something like that, something as simple as a smile can have a ripple effect outside of your world. It can make somebody else feel good. And who knows, maybe that person just really needed that as a catalyst for them today. I'll notice this with my kids too. They wake up on the wrong side of the bed some days and they're grumpy. And just taking a few minutes and saying, hey, I notice that it looks like you're having a tough day. Do you want to just come here and cuddle? And before they leave for school, they're feeling good. They're feeling confident. They've got their stuff ready because they just took a minute with me to shift. Now, hopefully, what I hope that I'm teaching them is eventually when they're young adults and adults out into the world, they can learn to do this for themselves. Right now, they can't. So I'm showing them how something like hugging their mama for 30 seconds can help them shift into a more positive state. I am challenging them when I see that they're thinking negative thoughts that aren't serving them. And I'll say, wait a second, is that true? Or could it maybe be this? Could that maybe be a good thing because of this? Right? So sometimes when we do it for others, it becomes easier to do it for ourselves. I'm doing this with my kids. I'm doing this work with them now because I want them to have these tools as they get older. And this is something that not all of us were taught at a young age. So I'll share with you something else that I think could be helpful is that how we start our day and how we end our day matters. And a lot of times people will say, oh, I had a terrible day at work. I'm just going to have myself a drink and then I'm just going to go to bed. And they go to bed and all they think about is how hard the day was and all the problems, right? This is so super common. But I think about bookending my day with some form of positivity, even if it's challenging. So again, I told you about how I wake up in the morning, cortisol levels are high, I'm thinking about my problems. I try to pause. And as I get out of bed, I go downstairs, I make myself a coffee. Usually my youngest, Alex, is up. And what we've been doing lately is we'll just talk things out. And I'll say, what are you grateful for today? We literally just did this morning. I said, okay, sipping my coffee. He's kind of playing near me. And I said, what are you grateful for today? He said, oh, I'm grateful for my friends. I said, yeah, me too. I'm also really grateful for my clients. I'm grateful for my team because they let me do this amazing business and have this great life with you. And before long, we had spent 5 minutes of talking about things we were grateful for, aka things that are positive. And I totally noticed how it shifted his mood and mine. So if journaling doesn't feel doable for you, you can do this as a conversation with someone you enjoy. If you don't want to put pen to paper, that's cool. You don't have to. You can do this just in your mind, but I do think it's more powerful when you get it out and you spend even just 3 minutes of gratitude thoughts every single morning. And then before you go to bed, you might shift it by saying, what happened today that was good? Again, most of us go to bed thinking about the stuff that didn't go well. So if you could end your day with, what are 3 things that went well today? Or what are 3 things that made me smile today? Or what are 3 things that happened today that I'm proud of? It can literally just be something that happened today that felt good. And if you go to bed thinking about things that felt good and you wake up and you start your day thinking about things that feel good, guess what's going to happen? Soon enough, your whole day is going to be more on the positive side than the negative side. We are literally training our brains to think differently. And it starts with little habits like this. And I did mention journaling earlier. Journaling can be a powerful mindset tool. I did an episode a little while back called 10 Powerful Journal Prompts. And if you like journaling, I will link to that episode in the show notes. That's a really great one to get you journaling on positive things, which of course will get you thinking more positive things. I hope that tool is helpful. I really enjoyed this conversation with you today. I hope you enjoyed it as well, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to The Business of Thinking Big. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. We would love it if you could leave us a review on iTunes, which will help more people like you find the show. And of course, you can learn more at leannekim.com.